This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name is Theo Haskins, I'm from Bristol. The course I'm on is for electrical.
Welcome to TFTS Radio. Today we're joined by Stephen Haskins, who is coming all the way from Bristol to do his electrical training. Mm-hmm. Hi Stephen, how are you?
I'm fine, yourself?
I'm very well, thanks for asking. Stephen, just before we start the interview, what's your career up to date has been?
Basically, most of my life has been in the electrical trade. I've been just working with electricians most of my life and never had any qualifications. That's why I came into the school to get qualifications for myself.
Was there anything particularly which inspired you to enter the electrical profession at the first place?
It just seemed a good job at the time. It was paying good money. That's why I went for it.
You said you have had some experience working
into
the electrical business.
Yeah.
How are you finding it?
After 40 years, not too bad. Nearly retiring, man. 5 years' time, retire.
Well, you fancied, obviously, upgrading your career to a more professional level, and you phoned about TFTS and you came to do your practical training.
Yeah, well, basically, it boils down to the fact is, like, most employers now are looking for... What's the word I'm looking for? Papers, documentation that you can... Well, it's not the fact that I can't do the job, because I can. Do you know what I mean? It's the fact that I have no certification to say that I can do the job. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's just getting that certification. That's the way of the world at the moment. This is why they're trying... Even though I've been in it all my life. You know, I've ran jobs. I've ran men. Do you know what I mean? I've organised. But because I haven't got... certification, it does stop me from moving on, whereas certification, you move on.
How easy is it for you to adapt to the electrical training?
It's fairly easy for me. It's just the sort of math size and testing and size that I never used to actually come across. Mm-hmm. I come across it, but it was always assigned to someone else, someone who was qualified. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Due to the fact that because I could not sign test sheets and such, someone else had to do that.
After you finish your course and become qualified.
Exactly.
Then you'll be given this authority.
Yeah, I'll be able to do my own. Okay. You know?
As an experienced trader, do you have any tips or advice for existing or perhaps potential students how they could improve on their training and perhaps do better?
The way I've looked at it, like, we've been here a while and we've came across different lads, all age groups, mind. Don't get me wrong, there's been all age groups from sort of school leavers who didn't know what they wanted, right through to older gentlemen like myself. But 40-odd years experience, they need to go the same way. They need to be employed by electrical people. They need to have an insight. They just can't... Personally, I don't think they can do it all from a book. You can learn it, but actually physically doing it is two different things.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.